Hi, this is Stephen Campbell Jr. You're listening to my mom on the Big E Sports Show. I want to send out a congratulations to TCU on their 13-0 season and a Rose Bowl win. Go Frogs!
Elissa Walker Campbell delivers sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Great things continue to happen at TCU, and this time we are shining the spotlight on the women's volleyball program that has been simply red hot since the start of the 2011 season. What a pleasure to welcome into the show for the very first time TCU's head women's volleyball coach, Prentice Lewis. Hello, Coach. Good morning, and how are you?
I am doing well, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, let me start off our conversation by saying congratulations. Your Frogs are off to a terrific start, 13-1 record, the best non-conference record in school history. I have to ask you, what has been the key to this early success and that the ladies are playing with just so much confidence?
You know, it has a lot to do with, our players who have returned from injury. You know, 2 years ago, we went to the tournament, and we had a very solid group. And unfortunately, we had some injuries in 2010 that kept our group from going to the tournament again. And, their eyes have been set on this for a while, and they're just psyched. They want to play hard. They want to play as a team, and they're making it happen. I mean, yes, there has to be some coaching, but, however, they have made up their minds that this is their year.
And what is remarkable about your particular record is that the non-conference schedule was very ambitious. I mean, you guys opened up, at home against Texas Tech and UConn, but then you went on the road to Villanova and a road win at Seton Hall. I mean, that's not easy.
No, it's not easy to play on the road. Volleyball, it's very close. Most gyms you go to, you're not playing in big arenas.
Correct.
Because they usually have volleyball facilities or they play in their rec gyms. And so it's usually a little bit smaller, a little bit closer environment. So it's tough. It's tough to play. I will say Villanova was it was a great place to play. It was extremely hot. So that was something that was completely opposite of our gym. Our gym, we call it the ice box. And then it was loud. They had a lot of great students that were there, and it was a big group. It was fun. It was a great win.
And I'm just curious, too, I mean, talk about the team as far as defensive. Are you pleased with the defensive effort that your women are giving right now?
Oh, definitely. Obviously, you know, Sarah Jokel leads that as our libero, and she was the last ranking we looked at for NC2A. She's fourth in the nation. So she's doing very well. I mean, 6 digs per set is
Wow. Pretty
darn good.
Yes.
So we're very proud of her. And defensively, I mean, obviously I played, I was a defensive player, and defense is very important to me. The defense and passing game, if you can't pass and play defense, you really can't hit the ball. So it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter how great your offense is. You got to be able to pass and dig.
You're listening to the voice of Prentice Lewis. She is TCU head women's volleyball coach, has had a lot of success. She's in her 9th season as the head coach. I got to ask you real quick, can you believe you've been there 9 years?
Yeah, we've been here a while. It's great. It's gone by really fast, amazingly enough.
And you know, what a great time to be at TCU. Fort Worth is such a wonderful place to live and raise your family, but also, I mean, just so many great things are happening right there on campus, whether it's, with the football program, baseball. I mean, all sports are really flourishing.
TCU is an amazing school. The support that they give all their athletics, as well as just the community that's around us. It's a great place to live. And what I really love about Fort Worth is how family-oriented the whole, and it's not just the university, it's the
Yes.
whole community. And, it's a great place to be. And everybody who comes in is like, oh my gosh, it's so family. I feel like I know everybody already. When we bring recruits on campus, there's times where, a kid we don't even know, it's a regular student, comes up and says, oh, hey, TCU is great, blah, blah, gives a spiel. And we're like, we're kind of taken back. But it's so wonderful that so many people on campus care about our athletics and care about the community.
And of course, and if you love sports, I mean, what better place, where in the world would you rather be? I mean, you got the Mavs, you got the Rangers, and of course the Cowboys.
Exactly. I mean, it's great. When you're talking about professional sports, we've got it all in our backyard.
Okay, let's look ahead. Of course, you guys got an ambitious schedule on the road, and it's not going to get any easier. Three consecutive road games in Mountain West Conference play at New Mexico, Boise State, and Air Force. What will be the keys for you guys to be able to prevail and come out on top?
Well, both New Mexico and Boise State are extremely strong programs, and it's going to be tough to play those teams and be ready in our, you know, in every aspect. Defensively is going to be our main goal. Is we've got to pass well, we've got to play defense, and then our offense falls into place. We call it out of system, and that's when you don't make a great pass, and then you're out of system. And it's much harder to get kills when you're out of system because there's typically a two-person block up on you. So our goal is to, you know, keep the ball, keep the control of the game.
I'm curious, you know, of course, earlier this week you hosted at home big matchup against Texas, what they were ranked 8th in the country. You guys fall just short on that, but what did you take away from that after you've had a chance and an opportunity to kind of digest, you know, tape and go, this is what we've got to do different and our execution has got to be better in this particular area?
Yes. Well, I mean, actually, you know, our passing and defense fell apart. And that's what really hurt us in that match. We knew Texas was huge and, you know, good 4 inches taller than pretty much anybody on our team. However, you know, we needed to beat them below the net. We knew they beat us above the net. But we didn't do that. We didn't prevail in that standpoint. So we obviously yesterday spent a lot of time working on our defense again and our passing. You know, it's good to have a loss. You had 13 wins. It's never good to lose, but you can get a lot out of a loss. And I feel our ladies have learned a lot from this loss.
You know, and I always like to look at the positives. What a great turnout of the Frog fans. I mean, it was pretty packed in there. And you guys, what nationally, are one of the top draws.
Yes, we are. We have done very well with having packed in our gym. You know, as I had mentioned before, it's a small, intimate gym. And, you know, people don't like to come in and play in our facility. And, you know, it's a plus for TCU volleyball, but it makes it very difficult for our opponents.
I always like to recognize and point out the seniors, and it's not like when you look up and down the Frogs roster that you guys have a logjam of seniors. You only have two on the team? I mean, who are the players that are providing that senior leadership and directing things?
Well, we only have two seniors, but we would have four if Megan Muntz and Sarah Jokel didn't redshirt last year because of their injuries. So we really have four seniors leading, and those four are actually really, they're very good leaders for us. Megan Muntz is the one she's kind of the quarterback of the team, and she runs everything. She runs all the play sets and runs our defense, and she does a great job for us. Sarah Jokel, defensively as well, she's the one who's digging all the balls. And then Kristen Hester is our, she's our kill leader as well as has the highest hitting percentage in our conference. So that's always great to see. And then Jordan Raines on the outside has done just great for us. She transferred in from Denver, and she's just one of those kids who we wanted in the first place. She chose Denver and then, you know, decided that she made a mistake and came back to us. So, you know, we're very excited to have her on this team. So we've had her for the last 2 years.
TCU head women's volleyball coach has been our guest, Coach Prentice Lewis, and she, of course, has guided the Frogs to five consecutive 20-win seasons. This is her 9th season as a head coach. We didn't even get to talk about all the success that you've had as a player. You've actually won a national championship, and so we'll just promise to come on back to our program, and we'd love to kind of relive some of those fun memories. I bet that seems like yesterday, doesn't it, Coach?
It does. You can easily remember the moments, the feeling. I still get the chills whenever I walk into that particular gym. So it is, it's a great feeling, and you want to have all your athletes feel that.
Well, Prentice, thanks so much for dropping by. Congratulations on all your success, and a little Go Frogs for you too, okay?
Thank you very much. Take care.
You bet. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead and join us online for this special interview at eradiosports.com.